Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the 90th Minute and the 90th Minute weekly podcast here on YouTube, as well as any and all audio apps, Spotify, Apple. This podcast is brought to you by G Fuel. Remember to use code 90MINUTE at gfuel.com for a discount at checkout. 90 and the word minute. Boys, it's Brett over there.
Hola.
It's Wazinho.
Hi.
And it's Liam.
I forgot it's audio. So
it's audio as well.
I think we should jump in straight into the important news of the day.
Okay, Matt's moving fast.
Well, yeah, I gotta move fast because this came out today. Haaland to Man City.
Haaland.
Oh my God.
It is the most talked about topic in the world of football right now.
I mean, yeah, I was gonna say hello to everybody, ask you how you're doing.
I'm not doing well. I tell you why I'm not doing well.
You overcome coronavirus. Tell me how it was.
I fought the plague. I am back. Now we must talk. Haaland.
Let me talk.
The Premier League is screwed.
Screwed.
Oh, yeah.
Liverpool, I don't know if they're ever going to win a league title again. I mean, maybe this year, but after this, if Haaland goes to City and Pep does his thing, is the Premier League going to be a farmer's league?
You know, Pep can't seem to win a European Cup. Man's a bottle job in Europe. Come on.
No, I just want
to...
I think he's a manager who's more suited for the long run, winning the Premier League.
He can't do without Messi.
No, because he needs a perfect player in every position, it seems.
Maybe the man is not as good as Euphragiolas think he is.
Yeah, but he just got the perfect player in the position that he needed a perfect player in.
I don't know.
So he has a perfect player in
every position. I think it's because
there's no issue there. Joao Cancelo not good enough, and then Kyle Walker's out, and I can't. The sun was shining, and I can't win the Champions League. Shut up,
Guardiola. I also think it's okay. Well, I mean, if we're talking about Man City and Champions League, it's also they don't really have any players who can really come up in those big moments in the Champions League.
Where's Kevin? Is he not supposed to be one of the best players in the world?
Yeah, but I mean, you look at someone like Karim Benzema, who's coming up clutch for Real Madrid. They have no one up front to do that, it seems. I mean, how much do they spend on Jack Grealish? 100 million? Yeah. What has he done this season? I love Jack Grealish, but he has been not proper.
But Jack Grealish was never a 100 million rated player. Jack Grealish was good. He was great at Villa because he was the focal point of Aston Villa.
Nah, he was fantastic at Villa.
He's
not £100 million fantastic. I'm sorry, but I know the prices of footballers just gone through the roof, but there still needs to be some value in $100 million worth of players.
What does Haaland going to City mean for the rest of the Premier League? Let's not talk Champions League. Let's talk Premier League right now.
I like what you said about it becoming a farmer's league. I mean, I don't know. I don't think it will.
No.
Because there are obviously too many fantastic clubs, but the fact that the most perfect team is going to get even better is disgusting. You know, Liverpool have fought how long from the second half of the season on, and everyone thought, oh, maybe, because they didn't have that guy, target man, in the box, and now they have it. And so now what are you supposed to do? Just hope for are you going to play seven back and with seven big men and hope for the best? Hope Kevin doesn't swing it into the box and just find the biggest dude in fucking Europe?
We all said at the beginning of the season, the one thing that City lacked was a proven center forward that can score goals. Well, they've gone out and got arguably the best in the world.
And honestly, do we see anyone really competing between Liverpool and City for the title next season, the season after?
No.
Maybe Chelsea?
Who knows what's going to happen with Chelsea? I mean, Chelsea have gone through their... It looks like they've finally found their new owners. The American, the LA Dodger owner.
Woo!
Shout out to
Go
Brett.
Dodgers!
Yeah,
but their
transfer issues will have to sell players on. They're going to be losing a lot of big names. I think
Arsenal. I don't really see them putting themselves back in a title race for a while.
Don't even.
Manchester United something else.
Remember that song you were singing? Seven hog, eight hog, ten hog, or the fuck bullshit
one
that was?
One hog, two hog, but four hog, five hog, six hog, seven hog, eight hog, nine hog, ten hog.
So just while you sing that, can you do me a favor? Replace the word hog with year.
Ten hog.
Ten year. It might be another 10 years where you guys are in a title race.
10 more years. We are screwed for 10 more years.
I mean, just
all right.
United or something.
We'll talk about United a bit later. But also, Does this guarantee a Champions League for Man City next season?
Oh, no.
No, I don't think so either. I saw some TikToks and people were like, oh, this has to be guaranteed now. I'm like, nothing's
there's
guaranteed.
There's no such thing. Look at the team PSG assembled. Mm. On paper, PSG was littered with beyond world beater superstars, and they crumbled because they were not a team. They were a collective of individuals who just couldn't put it together.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just interesting. We see, like, yeah, Liverpool and Real Madrid in the Champions League final now. And I don't know.
I going into the season, going into this year's Champions League season, if you had said Liverpool makes the final, I said, I can see that. But Real Madrid, I didn't.
No,
we're kind of shoving. I mean,
I also didn't see Benzema being the top goal scorer in this year's Champions League.
I think he's really.
Hold on. Before we go into the Champions League, because we're kind of moving faster, but to finish off Haaland, will he do well under City next season?
Well, okay,
will he be an impact?
Oh my god,
I'm falling apart here. Anyways, let's talk about Haaland and City a bit more in depth. So, does Haaland fit the City play style of build-up play?
Probably.
Yes, I think
Guardiola
he does.
Will find a way.
And he also gives them another outlet. Yeah. Like you said, swing the ball into him or put the ball over top and he can run. Does Haaland going to City, we talked about, does it almost guarantee a Premier League title next season for Man City?
Maybe. They're probably the best odds to win it now, but.
Did they not already?
I mean, Liverpool is.
Do we think? Do we think already?
But Liverpool might lose Mo Salah.
Yeah.
So if
but they've also got what's his name? Diaz.
Diaz
is playing well. So
does City signing Haaland, is that already the signing of the summer? And we're literally not even in the summer yet.
Without a doubt, I don't see who else could be.
Other than Kylian Mbappe, unless Mbappe goes. Yeah. Well, the thing is like I half thought that Haaland would run it to Madrid, so then we could see Barcelona Madrid, and I'd be like, okay, all right, this is what I'm talking about.
I'm just
about.
Curious if he's going to have an instant impact at City because you know we've seen so many stars from the Bundesliga go to the Premier League and not necessarily have the best starts. You know,
yeah, but
Jadon Sancho,
none of them are Erling freaking Haaland.
I was gonna say Kai Havertz.
He has had
Timo Werner.
He has had injuries though. Haaland has had a very injury prone. I'm gonna say last 16 months. Some of them have been very reoccurring. Yes, I think he's been rushed back by Borussia Dortmund because they're so reliant on him that if Haaland is out, Dortmund's not winning anything. And that shows in the Bundesliga table just how far off they are Bayern Munich. To talk about Haaland, though.
I really can't see it going bad. I really can't see it going bad. There's no way it could go bad. Absolutely no way.
I don't disagree.
He is the most, like, just guarantee, biggest, fattest guarantee there is on the market.
Yeah.
There's no one who could actually give you more.
The only thing that can stop him is injuries.
Yeah.
The only thing.
Yeah.
But the only thing I can absolutely guarantee.
But if he does, that would be, I think, the single saddest story in football history. Because he could be, at the end of his career, one of the greatest of all time. But if he goes to City, gets fallen into the system, loses exactly what everybody thought he was going to turn into, and just becomes basically Romelu Lukaku this year, and basically Romelu Lukaku, or even a Mario Balotelli. Mm-hmm. Isn't that sad? Isn't that a sad thing to think about?
The ceiling of potential that Haaland has is exceptionally high. I don't think we've even seen the best of Erling Haaland yet. And we've seen him tearing up Champions League, tearing up Bundesliga. So yeah, 100% I can see this. Just the absolute potential for this man is incredibly high. But Erling Haaland to City means one thing and one thing only.
Jesus Christ, he's 21.
Yeah.
He's 21.
It means that Erling Haaland has not gone to Manchester United.
Now we're transitioning to them?
Well, no, because Brett, long, long time ago, he made a bet that Erling Haaland will be putting on the red kit of Manchester United and portraying his play at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
And if he did not, Brett, what would you do?
Said I'd get a tattoo, a Manchester City tattoo.
A Manchester City tattoo. Well, you're wearing sky blue already. You may be a United fan, but permanently on your skin forever will be a Manchester City tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of emotion going behind my eyes right now. And here's the thing is... I said at the time that it was going to be a Manchester City Cristiano Ronaldo kit because it looked like at the time of the stream, he was on his way to Manchester to sign a contract with Manchester City. So I was like, I will get a Manchester City tattoo with Cristiano Ronaldo on the back. Well, Ronaldo went to United, and so now like it doesn't make sense for me to get a Ronaldo kit. So what I'm thinking is I'm going to make three options and then have everybody decide. We'll have a vote. We'll have them decide on what the tattoo will be. So one of them I'm thinking is like the Aguero tattoo. Like the time of when they scored, even though that like not United out from winning the title.
You just get like the word Aguero behind your ear.
Aguero! Down like Neymar.
People are going to think you're the biggest City supporter in the world. Yeah, like, Jesus, man.
Well, just like 27 O's.
Well, I think if you guys who are watching and listening, if you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter, that will be the place you can keep up with what's happening and the options available to you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, that will happen. Brett will get a Manchester City tattoo as a proud United supporter. Manchester City will be tattooed on his body because of Erling Haaland going to the cities. The cities? The citizens.
Say. I can't stand them. I'm so upset.
On you forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, let's transition into Manchester United.
It has now been 9 years since Sir Alex Ferguson announced his retirement. Years later, they have performed their worst ever season in the Premier League era. It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But would you agree things were slowly starting to turn themselves around?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
under Jose, and then it fell apart. And then under Ollie, he came in and slowly started to turn, and then it fell apart. So, like.
It wasn't turning around by the time Ollie was getting fired. It was
no. It turned around. Ollie,
so far down the shithill.
Ollie got appointed.
There was somebody at the bottom going, please more.
There was a turnaround. You beat PSG.
Yeah, and then they went downhill. Yes. They gave them the opportunity. They got absolutely pumped by Liverpool. Yep. And they're like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. And then they got pumped by City and they're like, okay, now. Yeah.
It's time to go. But,
there was no. Like, they had already had their peak. They were going downhill, and they needed to bring somebody in.
But right now, like you said, Wazzy, you are at the absolute worst place you have ever been.
Not yet, at least. We did get eighth with David Moyes, but this season does feel worse than that year.
I mean, are you a million places off of eighth?
No, we're sixth.
But points-wise?
I don't know. I think it is worse.
I'll pull it up. Yeah, points-wise, you're in a worse place.
I think it is. The difference is, with David Moyes, that side was also a bit aging at the same time. So, I mean, of course, it wasn't expected they were going to get eighth that season, but they were... This year, there's no excuse to get sixth. You have Ronaldo, you have Varane, you have so many... You have Jadon Sancho, you have Pogba.
You spent money.
So many players, and how do you end up in sixth place? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are sixth on 58 points. West Ham are 7th on 55 with a game in hand. Wolves are 8th on 50 with 2 games in hand.
This is the first time in, I think, about 20 years that Cristiano Ronaldo will be missing the Champions League.
Yep.
But that depends if he leaves United and goes to a Champions League side.
He will.
I think he'll stay.
He will stay.
Because even though he's Cristiano Ronaldo, even though he's had actually a very decent season for you guys... I don't know where he would go.
I don't either.
And I know there's options. There are always options out there for where you can go, but I don't know where.
Madrid.
Well, yeah.
Go back.
I think.
Go.
He wouldn't play in Madrid in Mbappe's shadow.
You know what? Go to Bayern.
Nah.
Could you imagine?
Bayern, I don't think Bayern signed players like Ronaldo.
No, they don't. But like, if Lewandowski ends up leaving, and then I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool to see Ronaldo win like the four major leagues.
Oh, I was just thinking the same thing.
That'd be kind of cool.
Let him go to Paris.
Yeah, him and Messi.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of thing, like, I think he's come out and said that he doesn't want to leave on a season that's been considered a failure.
He's a leader. He's genuinely a captain that can help bring this team back to where it needs to be.
But he also sees Manchester as a form of home for him.
Yeah,
it was where he became.
But I don't think anyone in that Manchester United side expected the season to go the way it did.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it all started to break when Solskjaer got sacked, and then there was a lot of players who enjoyed playing under Solskjaer, and then the thought of someone coming in new is just. There's so much bad storylines plaguing the club. And
can we also agree that the appointment of Ralf Rangnick has not been the right appointment?
But no, I don't. I don't think that's right. I don't at all, because I really think that you need somebody who's going to come in with a system. And look at how genuinely honest he has been in the public
eye. Love.
You need somebody when there's just shit everywhere, who's going to sit there and be like, you know what? There's shit everywhere.
The thing I love about Rangnick is that every press conference, he just shits on the club and everything about
it. Absolutely.
And then he's like, I'm going to go manage Austria now.
He just walks off.
Yeah.
Club is terrible. I'm going to Austria.
You can't blame the guy.
He came in, put in systems, and actually put the bug in
tried.
The ear.
He tried.
He's still going to be a part of the club while he's managing there.
But
he's still going to be doing his stuff.
Is it maybe the systems and the play style he tried to bring in, maybe his personality, were more than okay, and on paper, the right things for a United head coach, but the players just didn't respect him. It wasn't a big enough name for these absolute prima donnas that run United.
Good.
But the thing
is,
not good.
Shit. Why?
Because look at where you are.
They were going to be shit anyways if they brought in somebody who's just going to sit there and go, no, it's okay that the shit is here.
But
it'll figure itself out. We've had David Moyes, Jose Mourinho, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. How many fucking people have got fucking Van Gaal come in and come here and just said, you know what? We're just going to sit here and let things figure out. And now, like Waz says, listen. We are now, as Waz said, we have gotten 9 years after Sir Alex Ferguson left.
Yeah.
And we are in a worse fucking place. So we've brought in all these great names and nothing has happened because they all just sit there. And as soon as the board goes, no, don't worry. It'll be okay. They go, oh, okay, fine. Yeah, that's fine. Now they have Rangnick who sits there and goes, no, that is not how this works. If you want to be successful, this is how it's going to work. And now there's actually pushback. Who's left? Murtaugh's fucking left. Fletcher's fucking left. Everybody's left. And now they're bringing in a new system. Mm. That is exactly what United needs, because they've been sitting there on their hands and waited for this rot to just grow from three players to fucking the entire club.
What I was trying to say, so instead of appointing Ralf Rangnick, who I think Ralf Rangnick is actually a great guy to have involved in United, because you need somebody to call out the shit. But my thing is, instead of when Ollie gets sacked and you're looking for that interim head coach, what if you had said, Zinedine Zidane, we're going to hire you on a one-year contract?
We said that from the beginning, but that doesn't mean he was going to sit there and sign it.
But let's say Zidane does sign. Let's say Zidane's at Old Trafford for 1 year.
Sir Alex Ferguson comes out of retirement.
Do you think players like Bruno, players like Pogba, players like maybe Rashford actually perform to where they can?
Pogba probably would because he's French, but Rashford, no?
I don't know. I think Rashford's been a lost cause this season.
I completely agree.
Like this, I don't know.
The rod has grown. Lingard,
fucking furious with that club.
Yeah, good, as he
but
should
I mean,
be.
He had his final game at Old Trafford. He's been there since he was 9 years old. And you couldn't bring him on for a 10-minute appearance?
Yeah.
Does he really deserve one? Like, I don't know. Like, he hasn't really done anything since that one season where he fucking danced at the Emirates.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesse Lingard, you shouldn't be demanding
It is a sense of entitlement from Jesse Lingard where he feels, oh, I deserve this. But at the same time,
he hasn't won shit with United. He won a Europa
League. United are not going to do shit anyways.
Oh.
Why did Jesse Lingard not get a chance this season? Why does Bruno play every game?
Oh, fuck
it. Why does Bruno play? Juan Mata came in. Juan Mata could be 75 years old. But guess what? He's actually performed better than Bruno.
You know who's actually been my favorite midfielder over the last couple of months?
If you say Matic, I'll give you a high five.
It is Nemanja Matic.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You want to know why? That man actually's been there.
Yeah.
He's fucking won things. He 100%. Knows what it takes.
He deserves a send-off.
Absolutely.
If you guys,
Juan Mata deserves more
if
love.
If you guys had had Chelsea Matic... Oh my god.
He's looked like Chelsea Matic.
That would be the best
months.
Midfielder you have. Yeah. And you know who else deserves his credit? Oof. Fred.
Oh yeah.
Fred has not been terrible. McTominay, although I think he lacks the on-field ability to perform at the highest level for Manchester United.
But who does he play
he
for?
He is a genuine leader. I watch him play for Scotland. For such a young kid, he leads. He grows. He carries
yeah,
people.
Because
like
he doesn't care about the name on
yeah,
the back.
Yeah, he's proud to play for United.
Yeah. Exactly.
Pogba doesn't care. Literally, we're not even done this season yet. Pogba still is a Manchester United player, and there's links and links and links
yeah.
to City?
Oh,
that,
yeah, I mean...
It got kiboshed, but that just shows how he doesn't give a fuck about where he's playing
yeah.
as long as he's getting his paycheck.
Yeah.
If Pogba actually gave a shit about United, there wouldn't be links every summer, every transfer window
yeah.
of him wanting to leave, or he's going to sign yeah. with this club and this club. If he actually gave a shit... Like, I don't know.
I was on Pogba's side for a long time
yeah.
until the Chelsea game. As soon as he sat there, what, 6 minutes into the match and just went, I need
yeah.
a sub.
No,
I was
like,
this
it was a Liverpool
you.
Game.
Liverpool, it
yeah.
was Liverpool. And where he just was like, I'm done, I'm
yeah.
getting. I was like,
well, I cannot play.
This is literally him just
yeah.
saying, I give up.
Yeah.
He might as well just taken off his jersey right there and put it down on the ground and just said, I'm never
but
playing
the
again.
Question was,
that was the saddest excuse
yeah,
for an appearance I've ever seen in my life. And I genuinely have a disgusting taste
if
in my mouth.
If you look at Manchester
here.
United, like which one of these transfers the last couple of years has been the worst? Pogba, Maguire, like who's been the worst?
There's been a lot of bad transfers.
Because none of them really panned out, done anything. I mean,
Maguire?
Maguire?
Holy
Maguire.
Shit.
No, you
ever see
that guy?
It's a guy on TikTok.
Christian Ronald.
Oh,
yes.
Maguire.
He's a Twitch name is Speedy or whatever. And people
oh,
are like,
yes. Yeah. He's funny as hell.
Fucking Ronaldo.
Freaking
playing...
Panucci.
But out of the United starting 11, let's say, there are a few that deserve to play for United next season.
Absolutely.
David De Gea has been, I think, very good for you guys.
Elanga.
Elanga has shown
Elanga
has shown moments. I don't think Elanga is good enough to start for United, but he's a damn good option off the bench.
I've liked
Same
him.
With McTominay. I think McTominay off the bench is perfect for United.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo has been sensational this season. To get the amount of goals that he has out of this shit team is one of his greatest achievements as a player.
I've liked Sancho a lot this season, too.
He's come on.
Yeah.
He's come on from yeah. his slow start.
Yeah.
He's still not putting up the numbers that you would hope he would put up, but possibly next year, possibly within the next
there,
couple
well,
seasons.
Just like Ragnick has said, and this is the thing, is that he has been so transparent. There need to be at least 10 guys
yeah.
that
yeah.
need to come in. That is one
we'll
off
see.
One off
we'll
the regular
United
guys that are out there.
I don't know.
The thing is, if United are going to go out and buy players, yes, they have the financial power of the best in the world, but they're going to have to sell to these players. You're not playing Champions League. You may not even be playing Europa League.
Here's a yeah. question. Who will get Champions League first, Newcastle United or Manchester United?
I won't talk about it.
But like, look at that.
New Manchester United.
You're selling to these players, these transfers, yeah. these potential transfers. No Champions League, maybe no Europa League. We won't be in a title fight. You will not win a trophy. Maybe for 5 more years.
You're still going.
But you're at United, and you're gonna be making 300 grand.
I kind
a
of
week.
Just want to move on a little bit, if that's okay.
Okay,
we can wrap up because
yeah.
we can talk about United, how shambolic they are for hours.
We always every
yeah.
episode we talk about.
But
United.
You know, I'm just
yeah,
looking at the Premier League table. It's shaped up very interesting this season. You know, Aston Villa's in 11th, yeah. Brighton's in 9th. Who's getting relegated?
I don't want to talk about Brighton.
I like Brighton. I probably have something.
I know you.
Two have been confirmed relegated: Norwich and Watford.
Leeds.
Everton got the massive victory this weekend. That was big.
Everton defeated Leicester City.
Big against Leicester too. That's hilarious.
Burnley supporters, I'm sorry, but I hope you get relegated.
Wow, you don't like Burnley?
No, I've never liked Burnley. Fuck shit.
What?
Club. Shit club.
What? You didn't even like
their coach's name? Michael Jackson.
Why am I getting? I'm getting a phone call from Red Deer. That's disgusting.
Hey, hey.
Brentford finished 12th. That's good to see. Though
not finished yet. We're not done yet.
Hey, I had Norwich finishing 12th.
Like, you're dumb.
Hey, I meant to put Brentford. I put that's what I meant.
Big dumb.
I'll stand by it. I'll stand by. But Wolves also fighting.
Wolves have had a great season. Yeah, 100%.
Conference
Wolves.
League. Give me that Conference League.
Wolves had a great season. Brighton. You talk about Brighton finishing top half. That's a great finish for them.
That's their best finish ever.
Leeds are in that discussion for relegation. They're very close. I think they Leeds Burnley.
It's too bad
because Leeds. I think Leeds can score goals, but they let in a shit ton.
Yeah,
Burnley
also sacked their manager midway.
Burnley,
so that didn't help.
They both of them sacked their manager. Burnley seemed to not concede as many, but they struggle to score them.
That
so
sounds like Brexit football to me.
Brexit, baby.
It's only Brexit ball.
Well,
if
we're going to talk about relegation and promotion, I want to bring this up because I have been jonesing to talk about this all season. Sunderland won their game against Sheffield Wednesday on
Going
Monday.
Going to Wembley.
Woo!
Patrick Roberts, baby, PR7.
I just want Sunderland to get back to the Premier League so bad. So bad. They have
still
the final to get into the championship.
Still a long ways away.
Yeah. I watched 10 minutes of that Sunderland documentary and I was fucking depressed. I turned it off. I was so sad. Like, I did not finish it because I was so sad for this club. I'm like,
it literally just keeps hitting you. You're like, oh.
It's terrible.
Oh.
Like, that club was a Premier League staple for a long time. Yeah. And it fell apart.
And then they got relegated again.
Yeah, back to back.
And then they got relegated again.
Yeah. That's funny. North American sports fan. North never. American sports fans will never understand the pain of relegation.
Oh, yeah, I
like,
know.
Okay, so we talk about, like, relegation. Where we're from, the hockey team was garbage, finished last for, like, a decade.
Bro, we would be...
We'd be in fucking Conference League. We'd be playing the Vanarama North. Edmonton Oilers are away against fucking Brimley Town. Like, capacity of 7.
We were talking about this recently in a hockey chat. We were talking about, like, what if hockey had relegation? I've always thought that hockey would benefit so much from relegation. I think it would be great. And then you'd pick apart all, like, teams from the NHL, the KHL, Sweden, Finland, all of them, and then play as the Champions League.
I saw a thing about American football, like NFL football. Whoever finished bottom of the NFL would play whoever finished first of the XFL.
Ooh.
And relegation promotion.
Ooh.
Right? So
hell yeah.
If XFL wins, they go up. If NFL wins, they stay,
what about
right?
The CFL. We need CFL in there.
Well,
different rules.
Different rules.
No, but
we
I
got
think...
bigger balls and a bigger field.
Because in hockey, in North America, there's the NHL, there's the AHL, there's the ECHL. Oh, this is men's. This is the ECHL. So you could have at least the top three, like the NHL, the Championship, League One, with those three. Then you could just divide that. I think that would be fantastic.
So Sunderland could come back up. They're working their way.
Waz is completely out of the conversation.
Well, Sunderland have made the playoff final at Wembley to potentially go back to the Championship.
Yeah.
Which is big for Sunderland. It's huge for Sunderland. You know, they're on their journey back. So they're in League One. They're journeying back to Championship. I hope we can get Sunderland back into the Prem. I hope we can get that Newcastle-Sunderland rivalry back.
That would be so great.
The thing is,
they could meet in the Championship. I'm sorry.
I don't think Newcastle were bottom of the Premier League until they turned it around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I was that Newcastle owner, I'd buy both clubs just so I can rebuild them both and take over the Premier League.
And you just get both the money from the away games. So, okay. I have to find their owner because I forget the guy's name.
Sunderland owner because he's 12?
Yeah. Kirill Louis Dreyfus or Louis Dreyfus. His parents are the Louis Dreyfus, like parents. So Louis Dreyfus is, I'm pretty sure one of them is an actress.
It's, yeah, I don't know.
And then the other one is owns, and this is why I pulled it up. The father owned, I'm pretty sure it was Marseille.
And
ended up like pulling them up from like the absolute depths of French football. Yeah. And so I guess the son, who was born in December 18th, 1997, which 12. Is 354 days after me, might do the exact same. I have to find the father. I can't find the father.
Here. I mean, it's a great story that Sunderland are rebuilding and coming back.
Oh, never mind. His mother's a Russian-born Swiss billionaire.
There you go.
and his father...
Secure the bag!
Exactly. His father is Robert Louis Dreyfus, was a French businessman who was a chief executive officer of Adidas.
Adidas?
Okay, yes, it was Marseille. And during his tenure, they reemerged as a major European football club.
There you go.
So it made sense why they picked Sunderland then, yeah. Because Marseille is just full of some of the classiest football fans in football. And so is Sunderland.
Yeah. What else you have down there on your list, Brett?
Yeah, we have a whole bunch. But I wanted, because we mentioned conference football, conference league football a little bit. How about Jose crying?
In tears,
making conference league.
I don't think you guys have realized this, but Jose Mourinho could become the first manager to win the conference league, Champions League, and Europa League.
Isn't that crazy? That's actually crazy, though.
Pep hasn't done that.
Come on, Pep.
Did you see, so before Roma played Leicester, did you see the press conference where Mourinho was talking about, he goes, Brendan Rodgers, he bought me this really like famous Portuguese wine. It's Mourinho's favorite, I guess. Mourinho goes, I don't know where he got it because I haven't been able to find it for a long time. Where did Brendan Rodgers find
really?
It? So they had a good moment before their game. But yes, it is Roma who went to the final over Leicester, deservingly so. I think over the two legs, they were the more impressive team.
Roma's been a great story.
Roma's been a decent story. They've spent a little bit of money this year. You know, they brought
Abraham.
In Tammy Abraham, exactly. They brought in a couple other talents. But if they could secure a European title, yes, it's Conference League. It's the third tier of European football. It's still a European cup.
It is, 100%.
And so I think they would be happy with that.
Well, it also shows how important titles and cups and championships are when Jose Mourinho, the dude who has won the most championships ever,
yeah,
is crying about it. It winning means something no matter what it is. And I said... At the start of the season, when people are like, oh, it's the Conference League. Yep. It's not that big of a deal. It is a big deal. You're going out there and winning. Winning's what matters when you go. We talked about how important relegation and promotion
yep.
is.
Yep.
People don't get to go there ever, ever, yep. ever. And if you're able to be one of those people who go and win titles,
it's
forever.
To win the first one ever is really cool. But yeah, I think on a personal level for Jose and then on to his players, it gives incentive to a season that may not have much incentive at the end of it. Yes, they can fight for a European place in Serie A, but it'd be like, hey, look, you can secure Europa League football. Just win that match.
Yep.
I think that's huge. I think that'd be a great incentive for us.
Well, and that's exactly. It almost builds another ladder for it almost builds a relegation type ladder within football.
Yeah.
You know, you have the domestic relegation. Now you have the continental relegation.
Yeah.
Also a great story. Frankfurt. Hello. Let's go, baby.
There's a couple of great stories. We talk about Europa League.
12th in the Bundesliga, Europa League final. That's what I'm talking about.
The Frankfurt, I'm going to say fans, have really, I think, pushed and excelled this team.
Absolutely.
To performing fantastically, especially in Germany. Credit to them. They played well. Yes, there was the red card for West Ham. Yes, yeah. That swung the game massively. But... Frankfurt deserved to go to that final. Frankfurt have had a tough road to this final. West Ham, Barcelona especially. They deserve to get there. They've played good football.
They've played great football, and they've been fun to watch. Obviously, they've beat Barcelona, for Christ's sake, and they beat West Ham. They've beat, like, obviously established teams. So. Yeah. What are you looking at over there on your phone?
Nothing.
Oh, this guy's texting away. I thought he was looking at stats. Do we have any other football stuff that we want to talk about?
Rangers have made that final with
Frankfurt. Yeah, duh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
I still don't understand how Glasgow Rangers have made a final. They're second in Scotland. They can't beat Ross County. But guess what? They can go to the Europa League final.
The Europa League final.
It's sad?
Sad.
Why is it sad?
Well, Celtic have won how many titles in a row? They couldn't even get close to a European final. We've and Rangers
been,
just do it.
We have get a sniff. We've been terrible in Europe. Brendan Rodgers.
Hey, at least you can relate with Man City. Win league titles, but do fuck all.
I mean, Brendan Rodgers. I mean, Brendan Rodgers was severely disappointing when it came to Europe. He won. He was fantastic. He won every trophy possible while he was head coach of, in Scotland, except for anything in Europe. He couldn't even get out of the group. This year, we were unlucky to be in such a tough group. Bayer Leverkusen, yeah. Real Betis, and Portugal. Not Portugal.
Yeah.
Was it Portugal?
Was this Braga?
No. Who the fuck was in our
Europa League? It was Braga who I was thinking of. Who was it? Portugal? Are you sure it was Portugal?
It might not be in Portugal.
What are you on about? It's Sheriff. It's always Sheriff. The answer is always Sheriff.
No, it's Ferencváros from Hungary.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, good club.
Oh, yes, that's right.
But tough group. Leverkusen and Betis are two very good teams. We then went to Conference League and got dicked by Bodo Glimt.
Yep.
Which.
That was great.
I mean.
Great for football.
It was great for football. Yeah. I can't deny that.
Tough story.
Bodo Glimt, man. They went toe-to-toe with Roma.
They did.
They went toe-to-toe with Roma.
Yeah.
So fair enough to Bodo Glimt. But I hope Ange can get things set up for next season. Because we should have Champions League football if things go right. But to Rangers and the Rangers fans, fair play. Shout out to you. Credit to you. You deserve it. If this final was in Ibrox, you win it. Because it's in Sevilla, I'm going to lean towards Frankfurt.
Really?
But boy, you are Rangers. You got a chance. This will not be a blowout.
Cool. I like the fact it's a different Europa League final.
Exactly.
We always see a fucking Spanish team in the Europa League final.
Sevilla,
so,
Villarreal.
Yeah. See a Scottish team. That's pretty dope.
Real Madrid.
I never thought Rangers would make a European final.
No.
I didn't know they were going to make another group.
Maybe one day we'll see Mallorca.
Mallorca?
Yeah, Mallorca's the go-to club.
You're a big Mallorca fan?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Anything else football-related before we get... No, I had nothing. I
finally got my Mallorca career mode started. I just don't know who to sign because they have a $3 million transfer budget.
Hey, Phil Jones. Phil Jones is always a name whenever I'm a Manchester United manager.
Do you get Donnell Henry?
That's a good one. But Mallorca always calls about Phil Jones. I'm like, what is
I like doing this career modes where I start with little trans.
I don't know who do you sign.
You gotta go find young talent. You gotta go find talent that's outside of major leagues. You gotta use your free agent network.
Yeah,
I love. I specifically chose my career with Livingston because they had the smallest wage budget in
Scotland.
I had a
young prospect who came through. He has 99 physical.
There you go.
Holy. How the fuck you have that 16, bro? What are you on? Bro, play NFL, man.
Dama Traore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. God, I normally try to go with the smaller one. Well, maybe not smaller ones, but one of my more recent, more fun ones that I did, I started with Eintracht. Or not Eintracht Frankfurt. I started with Dusseldorf.
Okay.
And made it to the semifinals of the DFB Pokal.
Yeah, yeah.
That was fun. Got them promoted. And then I ended up going to Celtic.
It's a fun journey playing FIFA career mode where you
get to learn players too.
Yeah. Like, I love doing this. I love scouting. Like, out of like all of FIFA, I love playing the games, but I love the manager side of it more.
Yeah.
The scouting, the formation, the tactics. I love doing that.
Yeah. Daichi Kamada is the FIFA god, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to move on to the stuff.
If you want to, you
say whatever you want, my guy.
Avatar.
Yes.
Avatar's finally coming out. Avatar 2.
We watched it before we came on, and Brett, I was half thinking
Brett
we
looked very
watch.
Confused.
Dude, what is going on? If, first of all, there's a commentary. It is clearly a commentary about, like, industrialism.
Oh, 100% in the first one as well, yeah.
I guess so, yeah. But, yeah. Like, it is clearly just an absolute... The government and the money in the world is crap, and it's taking over nature. And it is hilarious at how, like, I don't even know. There's so much about it that you're just watching it. You're like, what is happening?
So the first one came out in 2009.
Okay. You're going to gripe about this again?
You're telling me that they couldn't even... Even if they wanted to take 10 years.
Oh, yeah?
They couldn't put a second movie in 10 years?
Look up how long it took for them to make the first one. Look it up.
I will. I don't know. James Cameron doesn't fuck around. He knows it's going to make money, so it's like, I'm just...
They literally filmed the second and the third one together. So how long did the first one take to make?
And they all have release dates now, too, as well. All the...
Oh, so now we're going to get back-to-back movies, and we won't have people like you bitching and fucking complaining about when the next one's going to come out.
It just says number two.
Oh, so now you can't even find which one to complain about.
I Googled how long did it take to make Avatar. The first Avatar was released in December 2009.
Yeah.
Ideas for sequels began almost immediately. It took 13 years to make Avatar 2.
Okay. Okay.
But production didn't begin until 2017.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck were you doing from 2009 to 2017?
Probably trying to get the rights. Do you understand how a movie works?
Buddy.
Do you understand how a movie works?
How many Avenger movies come out every year?
Oh, because then how shitty are they? You literally sat there and went,
they also
like rent
money.
Like the Fast and Furious
They're
movie.
Also pre-planned and far in advance. All the
yeah,
movies,
look at that.
So.
Weird. You're going to get a good movie that you're not going to complain about.
The first one took 4 years to make.
Oh, wow.
So you're telling me...
So they started in 2017. Do your math, stupid.
You're telling me that they couldn't make 15 movies at these days.
Oh. So why would you want 15 movies when you literally complained about Fast and Furious when you were watching this one?
I compared to Fast and Furious because I'm a family.
Yeah, and you literally... Fast and Furious sucks.
I've never watched any.
You...
I have zero interest in any of those movies. I have no interest in movies full stop, if I'm honest with you.
To be honest, I've never seen a Fast movie either.
What?
Buddy, they're terrible.
I don't think they're bad. I just never had the chance to
watch
it. What? Never had the motivation to watch it.
Okay. You know what? You don't surprise me.
Actually,
you do kind of surprise me.
Oh. Development of Avatar began in 94.
Oh, is that weird? Isn't that weird? And when did it come out? 2000? And nine,
so I learned.
So we came out. Hold on. We came out in 2009 with Avatar. After they started development in 1994, it came out. Everybody said it was movie genius.
Yeah,
did you actually really like it?
I did. Of course, I did.
Okay.
It was ahead of its time.
That was okay.
Oh yeah, of course. Big guy knows everything about movies.
Wikipedia is not the most accurate, but there was a lot of talk that this film started beginning the idea in the 90s. Supposedly filming was supposed to take place after the completion of James Cameron's 97 film Titanic for a planned release in 99. However, according to Cameron, the necessary technology was not yet available, and also they didn't start working on the language until 2005.
The language?
The Na'vi language.
They made a whole language?
The fucking aliens have a different language.
Jesus Christ.
It's like Tolkien and Lord of the Rings.
It's almost like they're trying to make it authentic or something. Because every time they make something that sucks, we sit here and go, it sucks, and we don't want to watch it. And now they take a movie actually takes a long time to make, and you're complaining?
I went and I watched that ambulance movie.
Oh, my God.
Let me finish.
I'm sorry.
That movie was shit.
I'm not surprised.
And it was let me finish. That movie was garbage. It only took 12 minutes to make a two-hour movie. Okay? That's how long that took. But guess what? I left that theater going, wasn't too bad.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I did the job.
I think now
I did half-ass a movie, too. And
exactly. That's all I asked for. I watched Spider-Man, Tom Holland.
Can I say
this? Great. Fucking great.
Can I say, I feel like nowadays people are very hypercritical when it comes to movies. They don't have the perfect masterpiece. As long as you enjoy it, that's what matters. Fuck Rotten Tomatoes.
James Cameron needs to focus up. Get down to work, James. Stop scuba diving and fucking going.
You literally just made two movies.
Again, I say, fucking Avengers and Fast and the Furious have made 50 in the same time.
Yeah, but Avatar.
And how do you feel about
Avatar that? Released?
The Marvel movies are incredible.
They are incredible.
They're great.
Okay. They are incredible.
The Fast movies, can't comment. Never watched them.
Do you know how often or how like many movies they film sometimes at a time for Marvel?
Lots. But isn't also Avatar a lot of it computer generated?
No. Yes and no.
I'm sorry. You're telling me about you're not flying blue things?
Actually, yes, yeah, but like it's
the technology. Like I don't know. This movie is for whatever reason very revolutionary in terms of
because they look real.
James Cameron
is selling you a pipe dream that ain't real.
Maybe you don't understand how movies work.
He's going in submarines. Maybe you don't submarines.
Understand. Like just admit you Buddy, don't know how movies
Buddy's
work.
Buddy's going in submarines. What are you saying?
I said, this man can barely fucking edit.
Hey, no edits here, but your boy can do a stream now.
He can, he has. And he knows how to put an in point and an out point.
Dang shit.
Still can't even use TikTok.
I have no interest.
You didn't upload a fucking video and you had 1,000 followers.
Yeah, you probably
I got more
could.
Than that, actually.
What?
In the early days.
Really?
He could have been a star.
Why didn't I get to
this guy
that?
Could have been Cal the Dragon 2.0.
I've got 1,054 followers.
What the fuck?
My video's got 5,100 views.
What? I have 200. What?
I uploaded one. It's just me going, what should I do on here?
Star.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's got almost 800 likes.
Can we make a Cal the Dragon fan page?
There's
enough of those. Yes.
A fan page? Anyways, I feel like we have a very loose
fan page. It's for the train guy.
Back to Avatar. They have sequels.
Yeah, back to the important things in life.
They have sequels planned until 2028.
You know those are not coming out until 2038.
Oh my god.
I don't give a fuck. It's going to make money.
I'm probably going to
enjoy it. I don't give a fuck.
You also enjoy Lord of the Rings.
Who doesn't?
Are the slowest movies ever.
They won 12 Academy Awards. Are you fucking kidding me?
I have never watched a Star Wars movie. I will never watch a Star Wars movie.
What?
Because they look like hot garbage.
Are you dumb?
I have never watched a Harry Potter movie. Okay. I probably won't ever because they're like, you are a wizard, Harry. Shut the fuck up. You're a talking hat. Then, Lord of the Rings, I've seen bits and pieces of Lord of the Rings. I literally fall asleep because Orlando Bloom's got pointy fucking ears and it's dumb.
Why? How? How is it dumb?
Boring.
Return of the King won 11 Academy Awards.
And who votes for these?
Hey, my uncle.
They punch each other. That's who votes for them. Keep my lips clean. You fucking rip. Shut up. Shut up.
He doesn't vote for them. He's not on the Academy.
Buddy is a crackhead. Oh, look at his children.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, don't talk shit about Sire,
bro.
Watch?
What do you watch that's so interesting, man?
Yeah, that's true. I could only imagine. This guy went and actually paid to watch Ambulance.
It was actually not bad. I can
only imagine. You are not allowed to have a fucking opinion.
That was date night, too. They were like, oh, you know what's going to sound nice?
Hey, you know what?
Ambulance,
it was
bro.
Her idea.
You know what? It's whatever, man.
That's when you sit there and you straight up look at her and go, no.
If you watch a movie right now, you can watch Northman.
The fuck is that?
The Northman? You haven't seen the fucking trailer for the Northman? God, that movie looks cracked.
I don't watch movies!
You saw a fucking Ambulance. What else do you watch? What's a movie you think is good? That's classic.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Either Saving Private Ryan,
that's a good one, yeah,
or right. Shawshank Redemption.
Those are two very good films.
Those
yes.
are very safe.
Braveheart's good.
Yeah, I've never
those
seen
those are it. Very safe Which, calls.
One film I saw recently that was, it was fun to watch. But
oh, fuck you!
It was a very basic action film. Angel Has Fallen.
I've heard of that movie. Isn't that with Keanu Reeves?
No, that's
Da Vinci gone. Code's good.
Oh, I mean, maybe.
Oh, interesting.
It's cool.
Some National Treasure movies. Shout out to the
my
big
buddy
man
told
himself,
me.
Nicolas
I don't
Cage.
Know if this is a story for this, but my buddy told me that whenever he brought a girl home from college, he would play National Treasure 2 every time.
Why number 2?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just the one that he always wore or always played.
The Fallen series with Gerard Butler.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know. Which
big one. Celtic fan, Gerard Butler.
True. Facts.
He played for Celtic. I watched him play
it's
for
the
Celtic.
It's the most ridiculous movie series ever, though. It's like, it's really fun action. Like, I bet if you get stoned, you'd love it. Have you seen the first Fallen film?
No.
Holy shit.
Oh, they got Fallen. They were like, they take over the White House. Oh, okay.
I was watching like some of the fucking scenes from it. There's a scene where the Koreans are flying in with like a massive plane.
Yeah.
With like giant turrets just taking out the United States of America.
What?
Yeah, it's a bit far-fetched.
We'll play some scenes after this.
What?
Yeah.
After the podcast.
I don't think the podcast, you can show the movie.
Yeah, we can. We can certainly.
Fuck.
My favorite movie of all time, and I can guarantee one of you have never seen it, but it's.
One of you have never seen
it. At least one of you.
Let's see.
Scary movie.
Oh, no.
I've seen Scary Movie.
See, at least one of you.
It's all right.
I love it. It's hilarious. It is elite comedy. It is comedy at its absolute finest.
There ain't no Fawlty Towers, I'll tell you that.
Fawlty Towers?
Fawlty Towers is fucking hilarious.
Stop it.
You'll find Fawlty Towers funny?
Oh my god. Not Scary Movie funny.
Oh my god, get out of here.
I've never heard of Fawlty Towers.
Fawlty Towers.
Old British.
Of course it's British.
John Cleese.
One of my favorite comedies is Role Models.
Role Models is great.
You ever
Role
watch Models
is fantastic.
In-Betweeners is funny.
I should probably see it. Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
I'm good.
This has gone off the rails here.
Yeah,
it always does, though.
This is how it's supposed to be.
This is how it's supposed to be.
Oh, what are some other things? Oh, actually, a new Game of Thrones series is coming out.
I never watched Game of Thrones.
You like it?
I got through the first season.
It went to shit at the end, did it not?
Yeah, but this is without the previous showrunners. So it's the showrunners who did season 8 and 7... They fucking get fucked. You guys fucking ruined a good show. I'm not gonna get into this conversation because I'm still traumatized from season 8.
Yeah.
But no, this has potential. I watched the trailer. It looked very good. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm excited. Obi-Wan is coming out.
Yes, Obi-Wan. I'm actually excited. But
there's a new Top Gun movie coming out.
Yes, Maverick.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I've never seen the first one, but I've seen.
Are you excited for that? Really, Tom Cruise thinking he's 28 again. Little 5'2" Tom Cruise. Fuck off, Tommy.
He can pass.
I'm with Dr. Strange.
Get back to your Scientology.
That's the thing.
Yesterday?
Yesterday. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, damn it.
I still haven't seen
the new Spider-Man, so.
Well, you need to.
Good movie. No, I do. No shit.
Kapow! Kapuya! Okay. Kapuya!
So here's the thing. I explained this to Liam a couple weeks ago.
If he did, I didn't listen to him. I don't know what he's talking about.
I escape spoilers.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For the new Spider-Man so well since it came out. I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen, right? I don't know if Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are in this movie. I got away from the spoilers so well. The first advertisement for it coming out on DVD, the first scene is Tobey Maguire. I'm like, I'm sick. I am absolutely sick. How could you do that? In the advertisement for the movie's DVD, the first scene you made in the ad was a spoiler.
But I think Marvel go into saying... Most people have watched the movie.
Yeah, but come on.
If you've seen the movie,
you've seen it. So you don't need to spoil.
Yeah,
but if you haven't seen it, then you don't know how you don't
I,
know.
Have there any other moments any ways you guys have been spoiled by a movie?
Ooh.
For me, a lot of times playing World of Warcraft. Someone would talk in the fucking like game chat. Someone will type. Someone's like, Han Solo dies in episode 7. I was like, it was a day before I was supposed to see it. I was like,
no.
That's not true.
No. I've never. I haven't gotten spoiled for a movie, but I've been spoiled for a TV show. So me and my girlfriend are watching Bones. You know the. Her younger brother had watched it already. We were sitting there. I think it was like a birthday. He goes. He's like, oh, what season are you on? Or season 7? He goes, in season 8, the one guy gets paralyzed.
Stop.
And we're like, what? He goes, oh, I thought you knew. I was like, how the fuck would I know? But no, I was like, whatever. I was like, whatever, man. It's all good.
Yeah, see, that it's TV shows for me because yeah. I'm normally like a year late to the show.
I'm usually 4 years late.
Yeah. I normally see them on like, or I'll be like chatting with somebody and they'll like bring it up. And I'm like, I haven't seen that. And they're like, oh no. I'm like, I hate you so much.
Peaky Blinders hasn't really captivated me.
Really?
I don't know. Just...
Is the new season out yet?
Yes. I don't know.
Because there's a new season. I know. It's like, this is the last season. And then they make a movie. I know that.
Oh, they're making a movie?
Okay. Yeah.
I started watching it. It's pretty good, but.
I like it.
I do like it. I do like it.
And then, like, I know that this last season is supposed to, like, branch out the storyline.
Oh, gotcha.
For the movie.
Yeah.
So, I will watch whenever it comes out because I've seen the other seasons.
If you start getting Peaky Blinders on your Netflix, you'll know what it is.
It is on there.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, yeah. Perfect. So you're going to rewatch it. Don't worry, buddy.
Lord of the Rings is the GOAT.
How many times have you watched Lord of the Rings?
I don't know.
Because every time you post a story, you're watching Lord of the Rings.
There are times where I was just watching like, the first couple minutes of my eye like that.
How do you have time for it?
I watch it once a year.
Yeah, but how do you have time to just sit there and just like, okay, tonight I'm going to watch
it. Oh, sometimes I'll watch like a TV show. Just like so a pause it and I don't know. Don't you fucking say it.
It's so slow.
I mean, yes.
I watched the Hobbit movies. They were decent. The Hobbit movies.
I worked at a movie theater during.
Did you?
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
I'm sure it would be, actually.
We're in movie theaters. You enjoyed The Hobbit, but like The Lord of the Rings is on a different level compared to it. It's the same world.
What's better?
You'll say Lord of the Rings. You already
Lord of the Rings or that Need for Speed movie that came out that one year.
Yo, Need for Speed? That was a great flick.
Didn't see it.
So. Let's call it there.
Jesus Christ.
Let's just call it there. The fact that you brought up Need for Speed, bro, that is disgusting.
Remember to like and subscribe. What were you going to say?
No, when Lord of the Rings won its Academy Award for Best Picture in 2003, it went up against Sebring.
The fuck is that?
The biggest long shot in Kentucky Derby history, baby! And the second biggest long shot in Kentucky Derby history won this weekend!
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Won this weekend.
Sebring?
Yeah, something
about... Seabiscuit.
Seabiscuit.
Never mind.
Horse. Sebring's something totally different.
Sebring's a goddamn bitch. Chrysler! Seabiscuit, yeah.
Probably dead.
I assume so. But yeah, there was a long shot that won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
Woo! Love you some Kentucky
remember
Derby.
Remember Air Bud?
Yes. He's
probably dead.
Alright, listen. If you're still watching or listening, hit like, hit subscribe, follow us on Spotify or Apple or where the hell else. We really do appreciate the audio listeners. We really appreciate the YouTube viewers as well. Comment your suggestions down below.
Or if you made it this far, well, congrats, you made it.
Yeah, fuck it, yeah. If you're still watching, comment down below on YouTube. The tattoo idea for Brett's Man City tattoo. We'll see what we can do there.
Yeah.
From Brett, from Waz, from myself, Liam, thank you for watching and listening. It's been yet another week here of the 90th Minute Football Podcast. We will see you next time.
See you in Thailand.